Well, no doubt the supermarket frenzy is already starting for Thanksgiving. Joining us live this morning is Craig Conroy with Conroy Research Group. We're learning, Craig, that low food prices and an abundance of turkeys this year have driven down the cost of that Thanksgiving meal. But there's always a but, right?
Right.
It's like the other things that you're buying, those prices are going up.
Right. You've all heard the old adage of they lower the price on the hot dogs and raise the price on the buns. So, Susan, you know, you're a savvy person. You seem to be on top of a lot of things. It's typical. One of the best tips you could give someone when they go into a supermarket is that if you use the right-hand rule, the aisle you normally go down, if you look on the right side, the most expensive items are on the right side of the aisle. Another tip when you're looking to save money is everything at eye level and hand level is usually the most expensive. If you bend over and reach to the lower shelves, anything from soap, toothpaste, canned goods, the lower priced items are usually on the lower shelves because people are lazy and don't want to bend over. So the more premium priced are at eye level and hand level. So, you know, if you're looking on a budget, there are two things that will give you a good tip.
Hey, yeah, I might be a little guilty of doing that myself. You know, we always talk about deals when it comes to this time of year because of the Black Friday deals and everything else that's going on with all these sales. But what do you notice when it comes to, like, supermarket trends, everyone getting ready for their big meal? Is it always a deal, or does everything else kind of stay flat or go up while we're so, you know, crazy over 50 cents a pound on a turkey?
Well, it's crazy the way things are. Like, beverages normally are consumed in big quantities in the holidays. And, you know, one holiday, brand A cola will be on sale. The next holiday, brand B will be. And they alternate back and forth. So if you're a savvy shopper, you say, okay, this is the thing. I'll buy X this week and I'll buy Y next week or next holiday because, you know, they're out to get market share, and they pay a premium to get the placement and the location to be in the supermarkets. It's all psychological. Typical supermarket, you walk through the produce. If produce was at the end, most of us would breeze through it, but when you have to walk through it to get in the store, we stop and we buy the avocados, which are usually a loss leader, and they're very popular. They've grown exponentially in the last 12 years, where a whole lot more avocados are sold in the U.S. than were 12 years ago. And by putting them at a low price, people say, oh, yeah, the avocados are reasonable. Go there and get that. And I'm a strong believer in local and regional chains and small chains. You have a good example up there. I don't want to do a commercial, but Tops was strong in that market. When you deal with the one mega supplier across the country, the problem is we're going to have less competition, and there'll be less buying. Years ago, there were ma-and-pa drugstores. Now there's 3.5 chains that pretty much dominate the country. I would say, you know, first thing is you might think you save a little bit on price point, but by eliminating your local and your regional stores, you actually, hurt competition in the future. And once there's less competition, you know, the prices can be controlled very easily.
Hey, Craig, grocery delivery, even drive-up service, really ramping up around here. Is that something that you see will continue to trend?
Right. And, you know, ironically, in the 90s, there was a group in Columbus, which is a good test market. Columbus is one of those places, Columbus, Ohio. And they tried grocery delivery, and it failed. Another one tried and bankrupt. And today, that's accepted. A lot of the stores are doing a very low price or a free meet you at the car first time. And, it's definitely part of our lifestyle. We want simple things. I have a book coming out in January, 294 hacks, tips, and facts. I've got to clear that up. 294 hacks, tips, and facts for your life. And that's one of the things that, you know, none of us have enough time, and we're always looking to save more time and to make life simpler. So that's one of the things that does it. Again, the other thing I'd like to caution everybody for Thanksgiving particularly is if you're deep frying your turkey, you can't be safe enough. You can't take enough precautions. You know, that's one of the things I have friends in the fire industry, and they say that that's one of the things that people do foolishly. So for a safety fact, read the instructions two or three times, have everything you need there, and a fire extinguisher, and, you know, be careful, because we've seen a horrible thing in California in recent times. We sure don't want any unnecessary fires.
All right, Craig, we appreciate the time. That is Craig Conroy, Executive VP of Conroy Research, talking a little bit about supermarket trends before the big holiday.